Well, hello there, everybody. How's everybody doing? How's everybody? Everybody, is this Cinnabon? Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Jeepers, treepers, fripper, dopper, deeper. Oh, whoa, whoa. Well, hello there, people. Yes, that was a nice, interesting start to the podcast. And how y'all doing, huh? You having a good time? Is this a good time for you? Are you in the middle of something? What's going on? Tell Uncle Hal. Tell me what's going on. Let me tell you, I'm having a good time. This is Forgive and Forget, and welcome, everybody. If you're not familiar, well, then let me tell you what's going on over here. We are, first of all, let me apologize for the late podcast. I know it's a day late, so it's, I'm just apologizing. It might be a little shorter one than usual, but I will make it up to you, I promise. I will make it up to you. Maybe a longer one next week, or maybe two. We'll see. We'll see. This is just how it goes. We gotta figure it out together. We figure it out together. Yes. So, yeah. It's been an interesting week, guys. I've had a lot of fun. I've had some fun, baby. Fun. So, let me see what we got in the works over here. So yeah, I didn't write down any topics. So I'll just tell you what's been going on. So I've stand-up's been going well. I've been enjoying myself. I've been working on my material, working on that bad boy, because you know, you gotta work it to make it good. And I'm just trying new things, you know, just trying to riff here and there to just see what I make the best of and get it going. And it's just how we do it, guys. We just got to work it and work it and work it. And I'm enjoying every moment of it, baby. I'm enjoying every moment of it. I love it. I love it. You know what else is going on? Hey, I've signed up for Uber and Lyft. Yeah, it's an interesting experience that I'm going to have. I haven't started yet, but I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to meet new people and bless their lives, and they're going to bless mine. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to love it, baby. We're going to love it.
Yes, God bless you. Yes, God, I'm going to be a preacher right now. Well, we'll preach.
But yeah, it's gonna be a good time, because I'm going to have fun. And if those motherfuckers don't want to have fun, I'm going to force them to have fun, because you know that's the recipe for fun. Force it on people. Force it onto people. That's how they have fun. God damn it. That's how fun is had. You have fun when you force it on people's mouths. You just shake it. Rawr, swallow the fun. And yeah, you might be taking that in a very disgusting way. But I'm not. That's not the way I'm bringing it about, okay? So don't take your mind out of the gutter, motherfuckers. Yes, I said that. Take it out of the gutter. But I will say, I'm going to have fun, man. If the passengers are up for it, I'm going to have them have a fun time, because we're going to be celebrating the hours, because this is what we do. Celebrate the hours, because we pump it up, we make moves, and we enjoy ourselves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I sent a show proposition to Columbo's. Remember that Italian restaurant? Damn it, I didn't say the name before I said it right now. God damn. Oh, well. So, yeah, we sent... I sent a voice... Not a voice. What am I saying? I sent a show proposition to Columbo. See how it goes. Yeah, man, maybe I could get a few buckies here and there, making a show with some comedians.
Enjoying ourselves.
Have a nice show with people.
And, you know, just have some fun.
Because that's the end goal, baby. That's just the end goal. Have fun. Have fun. I saw Spider-Man over the weekend. So this Friday and Saturday, we didn't do much. We just watched a couple of shows here and there. maybe. I started watching the Chris Rock and Anthony Hopkins movie. I think it was Bad Company. That's what it was called. But I fell asleep. Not because the movie's bad. I was enjoying the movie. But I was tired because I did a bunch of stuff during the day, and I was tired, you know? It's just, because we had a little call in the morning. So we went to bed a little later, and we had a little call in the morning that we had to attend to. And it was a fun call, but, we woke up a little early. The call, since the call was in Eastern time, it was 11:30 Eastern, if I'm not mistaken, or 11, I don't remember. And I woke up 7:30, which 11 is 8 over here in Pacific, in Pacifica time. So I woke up at 7:30, and I went to bed around maybe 1-ish. So, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but, you know, I always like to be rested. But not that you need to be rested to have all the energy in the world, but I like to be rested because, it's nice. It's nice, you know. It's just you don't have to work hard for that kind of stuff. But yeah, and I did some stuff during the day. I did the muffins. I did something, and I took backseat to the park, and I did the dishes. Cause you know you like to know about my chores, isn't that right? You love listening to me talk about my chores, which they're not chores to me. You know, I just say chores for your reference. But I enjoy them. I have fun with them. They're cleansing to me. They clean the soul. They clean the soul. Oh my God. Yes, yes, yes. Because I am posh. I am posh. This is what I do. This is what I enjoy. So we did that. And Friday we went to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch a Real Madrid game. Because it was the Super Cup of Spain. They were playing Barcelona. We missed the first half because apparently my Sling TV thing doesn't support freaking... The thing was on ESPN, and I don't have ESPN because I have like the Latino package, so I can have all the Spanish La Liga channels and the Fox Sports. So it's got that sports package, but ESPN is in the basic package. But there was some deal I was getting that it was removing the ESPNs from it, and I'm saving like $5 a month. You know, you save some $5. It's not a bad deal, you know. But so I had to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And I missed the first half, but the second half is when they said it was, you know, they were bringing it on. Because the first half they said it was boring, and then the second half, baby, oh baby, that was a great first half, second half. Real Madrid won 3-1, baby, ooh. And then they played again on Wednesday, yesterday. Which, by the way, I apologize again for having missed the podcast, but I'm making it up to you. So, like I said, today might be a little short one, but I will make it up. You will see. We will figure this out, you'll say. Yes. Yes. So, I love the way Real Madrid's playing, man. I love the way it's playing. A buddy of mine, he was, like, complaining, like, his team, Chelsea, they didn't win any preseason game. I'm like, dude, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Preseason is just, for the players to... get a little bit of cardio going on and get used to playing again because they were off for like a couple of months. And well, like a month or so. Depends on the team. And they got to get used to playing again. So that's what it's for. If they're friendly games, it doesn't matter. It's marketing and whatnot, you know. They're just getting paid to play. They're just training again to get used to the schedule. And then once the season starts, that's when they start to sharpen up. So he's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, shut the hell up. I didn't say that, obviously. But I did tell you, dude, but it doesn't matter. Real Madrid didn't even win one of the preseason games. They've already won two trophies this season. And it's only been, and the season hasn't officially begun for Real Madrid, you know? It only the European Super Cup and the Spanish Super Cup, because if you don't know soccer in Europe, we got the UEFA Champions League and then we got the Europa League. So the winners of that, they go and play the Super Cup of Europe. Real Madrid won the Champions League for the second year in a row, baby. They are the first ones to do it in that format. They were also the first ones to do it in the old format. So they are the pioneers. I've always been a Real Madrid fan since I can remember. So I've been in the hard times, but it's just the way it is. That's how I started. Real Madrid was my first team, and it's always been that way. I'm not a fair weather fan. I will say it is one of the most powerful teams in the world, especially right now. So I'm not saying that to be like, ooh, it's just the way it's always been. I've always supported this team. So they beat the against Manchester United. It was a pretty decent game. They were Real Madrid dominated for up until like the 65th minute, and then Manchester United scored a goal, which I love. I love Mourinho, Jose Mourinho. He's a great coach. He coached Real Madrid for 3 years, and when he left, I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. He can go, because he's one of those coaches that he's all in, and he says what he says, and sometimes. And for the first 2 years, I was like, dude, I love this guy. And then the third year, he was like just getting on my nerves. So look, man, I like a coach who doesn't brag or doesn't cause problems or doesn't. But when he's not on my team, I love the dude. So, because I love the dude even when the third year, but I was just having problems because he was creating like trouble with the players as well. I mean, I wasn't in the locker room, but the players weren't liking him as much. I mean, not all of them. There were some players that still liked him, obviously. And look, I wasn't in there. I don't know what was happening. I don't know anybody's side. I'm just talking shit here. Just talking out of my ass. So everything I'm saying is probably not relatable or not usable in terms of taking any sides or using it for facts. Okay, so just not even a grain of salt. Don't take it. Just listen to it and laugh at the ineptness of my comments. Hey, maybe I'm all... See, this is just me trying to say, hey, maybe I am saying the proper stuff, it's just... But anyway, so it was a good game. Manchester United. Manchester United is my my team in England, but I wasn't never really like a United fan. It's just my team in England. But Jose Mourinho, I think he's gonna be one of the tough opponents over there, because he's back in the Champions League. He won the Europa League, and when he wins the Europa League or whatever it used to be called, I forgot the name of it. The next year he's won the Champions League, and I think this might be the year where he does that again. We gotta keep an eye out for them. And then Real Madrid played the Super Cup. That one was over two legs. The first leg that I already talked about, and then yesterday, the Wednesday, the 16th, August 16th, they played again. And man, Real Madrid won 2-0, and you could tell Barcelona didn't want to be playing after the second half. They were not having a good time. They were there. They're like, what are we doing here? This ain't no sense. And it'd be a lot more interesting if they just made the Super Cup in Spain, like, just one game, because it's more exciting. Like, but what are you gonna do? They do it for money purposes and marketing and whatnot. So, I'm not the organizer, so what are you going to do? I've said that like 6 times, and I'm going to say it a 7th time. What are you going to do? It was really the 5th time, I think. I lost count. But whatever, guys. Whatever. So, Treats' cousin just got here today. He's gonna be here until Saturday in the morning. So I was his tourist guide today in the morning, throughout the day. So I was driving most of the day, but it was interesting because he wanted to go to places that weren't your typical tourist thing. Like I did take him to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but that was like the only tourist thing he wanted to do. The other ones were like so I took him to like he wanted to go to like a Fight Club locations. So I'm like yeah sure dude. They were all like random places where no one was there, so it was awesome because we could just park no problem, and he could take pictures and look at them. It was like the laundromat, like a house. I don't remember. No, it was a church, and you want like he's a Bukowski fan, so I think Charles Bukowski, right? So he worked at a post office while he was writing. So we went to the post office where he worked at, and I took him there, and then I went to the Walk of Fame. We really walked the Walk of Fame. Like he wanted to take pictures of all of that stuff. And hey, man, if you're here on vacation, you enjoy that shit. And I get to appreciate these places when I take people, on touristy things. And I did it the first time I got here. Obviously, I was here for the first time too, so I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Well, it sounds like they're here, so this is where I'll cut you off, you guys, and I'll talk to you guys next week or sooner, probably next week, and we'll figure something out for next week. Okay, you guys. It's been a great week. I hope everyone has a great weekend. And I'll tell you how it goes with the Ubers and the Lyfts. And I'm going to enjoy myself. I will. I promise you that, you guys. Have a good week. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. See ya, motherfucking cunts.